2019年南宁初中毕业升学适应性测试。一、听句子选图片。你将听到五个句子，请在下列六幅图中选出与所听句子内容相符的图片，每个句子读一遍。
Number 1. You can look up the new words in the dictionary.
Number 2. People should take an umbrella when it's raining.
Number 3. Remember to turn off the computer when we go out.
Number 4. Mickey Mouse is my favorite cartoon character.
Number 5. Jane's mother is a famous artist in Britain.
二，听句子选答语。你将听到五个句子，请根据句子内容选择恰当的答语。每个句子读两遍。
Number 6. We'll go skating. Would you like to join us?
We'll go skating. Would you like to join us?
Number 7. I want to buy 2 kilos of strawberries. How much are they?
I want to buy 2 kilos of strawberries. How much are they?
Number 8. Why not go to have a picnic this Sunday?
Why not go to have a picnic this Sunday?
Number 9. What do you like best about the Dragon Boat Festival?
What do you like best about the Dragon Boat Festival?
Number 10. Excuse me, where is the nearest post office?
Excuse me, where is the nearest post office?
Sam, 听对话，选择最佳答案。你将听到三段对话，请根据对话内容选出每个问题的最佳答案。每段对话读两遍。请听第一段对话，回答第11至13小题。
Hi, Sam. Where are you going next week?
Hi, Ling Ling. I'm going to see my grandma.
Where does she live?
She lives in my hometown.
Where is your hometown?
It's in the south of Guangdong. It is famous for bananas.
What's the population of it?
It's about 50,000 people.
Is your hometown newer than before?
Yes, and it's more beautiful.
That's great. Have a good time.
Thank you.
Hi, Sam. Where are you going next week?
Hi, Ling Ling. I'm going to see my grandma.
Where does she live?
She lives in my hometown.
Where is your hometown?
It's in the south of Guangdong. It is famous for bananas.
What's the population of it?
It's about 50,000 people.
Is your hometown newer than before?
Yes.And it's more beautiful.
That's great. Have a good time.
Thank you.
请听第二段对话，回答第14至16小题。
Good morning, Tim. You look weak. What's the matter?
My head hurts, and I can't sleep well because of the headache.
How long have you been like this?
Since half a month ago.
Have you seen the doctor?
Yes, I have. The doctor told me that I didn't have a cold.
So what happened?
Well, there is a plastic factory near my home.The air nearby has been polluted.
It's terrible. Pollution always causes many problems. What are you going to do?
I'm going to move to my uncle's home. It's 15 miles away from my home.
I think it's a good way for you now. Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
Good morning, Tim. You look weak.What's the matter?
My head hurts, and I can't sleep well because of the headache.
How long have you been like this?
Since half a month ago.
Have you seen the doctor?
Yes, I have. The doctor told me that I didn't have a cold.
So what happened?
Well, there is a plastic factory near my home. The air nearby has been polluted.
It's terrible.Pollution always causes many problems. What are you going to do?
I'm going to move to my uncle's home. It's 15 miles away from my home.
I think it's a good way for you now. Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
Listen to the third dialogue. Answer the 17 to 20 questions.
Hi, Linda. Would you like to go shopping with me after school?
Yes, I'd love to, but I can't, Mike.
Why? It's Friday today.
My parents don't allow me to hang out after school. I must be home by 5:30 p.m.
Do you have a lot of rules at your home?
Yes, I'm not allowed to watch TV.And I'm not allowed to go out at night on weekdays.
What do you do at home on weekends?
I have to do my homework on Saturday. And on Sunday, I have to play the piano.
What are you allowed to do with friends on weekends?
I can go to the park or visit the museum. But I'm not allowed to go swimming in the river.And I must be back home by 9 p.m.
That's great. Let's go to the park tomorrow. I will meet you at the gate of the park. Okay?
Okay,
See you later. Hi, Linda. Would you like to go shopping with me after school?
Yes, I'd love to, but I can't, Mike.
Why? It's Friday today.
My parents don't allow me to hang out after school. I must be home by 5:30 p.m.
Do you have a lot of rules at your home?
Yes, I'm not allowed to watch TV. And I'm not allowed to go out at night on weekdays.
What do you do at home on weekends?
I have to do my homework on Saturday. And on Sunday,I have to play the piano.
What are you allowed to do with friends on weekends?
I can go to the park or visit the museum, but I'm not allowed to go swimming in the river, and I must be back home by 9 p.m.
That's great. Let's go to the park tomorrow. I will meet you at the gate of the park. Okay?
Okay,
See you later.
四，听短文，选择最佳答案。你将听到一篇短文，请根据短文内容 选出每个问题的最佳答案。短文读两遍。
I had a really awful experience last night. I will tell you what happened. Yesterday evening, I was sleeping in my room when suddenly I heard a loud noise in the kitchen. I wasn't scared at first. I thought it was my pet cat coming inside the window. So I got up and went downstairs very quietly. Then I saw a man climbing out of the window. I was so afraid that I couldn't ask for help, and I couldn't move at all. I didn't see his face quite well, but in the moonlight, I noticed that he had dark hair and he was neither too tall nor too short. He was wearing a blue shirt. After he left, I looked around. Strangely, he didn't steal anything expensive. He just took all the food in the fridge. So I guess he was a hungry thief.
I had a really awful experience last night. I will tell you what happened. Yesterday evening, I was sleeping in my room when suddenly I heard a loud noise in the kitchen. I wasn't scared at first. I thought it was my pet cat coming inside the window. So I got up and went downstairs very quietly. Then I saw a man climbing out of the window. I was so afraid that I couldn't ask for help and I couldn't move at all. I didn't see his face quite well, but in the moonlight, I noticed that he had dark hair and he was neither too tall nor too short. He was wearing a blue shirt. After he left, I looked around. Strangely, he didn't steal anything expensive. He just took all the food in the fridge. So I guess he was a hungry thief.
Five. 听短文，填信息。你将听到一篇短文，请根据短文内容，将所缺信息填入横线上，每空一词。短文读两遍。
Good morning, everyone. I'm on duty today. Here's the report for you. I bought a new book named Man and Nature in the nearby bookshop. The price of the book is 20 yuan. I think the book is very interesting, and it is fit for the primary school students, so I enjoy reading it very much. It tells us how to protect the animals. I am sure you'll enjoy it too. Let's read the book first, and we will discuss it on Monday afternoon next week.
Good morning, everyone. I'm on duty today. Here is a report for you. I bought a new book named Man and Nature in the nearby bookshop. The price of the book is 20 yuan. I think the book is very interesting, and it is fit for the primary school students. So I enjoy reading it very much. It tells us how to protect the animals. I'm sure you are enjoying it, too. Let's read the book first, and we will discuss it on Monday afternoon next week.